Hundreds of school teachers, healthcare workers, and other civil servants chanted slogans like "No for corruption" and carried placards saying "We demand our full payments and allowances" as they marched toward the governor's office. The protesters erected barricades along the Pakwau Highway, blocking traffic along the main roads that link the Bohe Strip to other parts of town, the governor's office, and Maror Market. Peter Mayana Agany is a teacher at Malek Secondary School. Agany says he joined the protest because he is frustrated by what he calls ongoing mistreatment by corrupt government officials.
Our money needs to be given to us today, and we want everybody to be noticed for the public rights. These are our right as teachers to be paid today from the different institutions of the government of Jonglei State. To be paid as the teachers of Jonglei State, including all the government institutions. So nobody can deny that. And they were say that our right is now baseless. Okay. No baseless, we have confidence of credit advice.
Protester Ayun Loach is employed by the Jonglei State Ministry of Agriculture. Loach says he too is disappointed with the state officials and he is demanding his full payment according to the new salary structure.
We have protest today for the mismanagement of public resources based in Jonglei State. That's why we protest today to march to the finance office to demand our right as the civil servant of Jonglei State. We are here to demand that the government of Jonglei State must take the immediate action right away from 13th of this day. And I call all the national government to intervene in this process.
Jonglei State Acting Governor Tuang Majuk says his office is aware of the civil servants' concerns and has vowed to address their demands.
The government committed to write a letter that to convene them. Now we have written a letter and then they will be given a copy and then for them to uplift the strike. And also we agree that the salaries are to be received as from now, if they receive their checks. As per disagreement, I think there will be nothing more to happen, and we are expecting a relevant calm in the town.
Samuel Majerloch is the Secretary General of the Jonglei State Workers Union.
We ask the government to put this agreement in the writing, in the writing. So we need that letter now. If you got the letter, we are going to call a meeting, then maybe we are going to resolve to call the strike off.
Some security officers, including those from the police and National Security Service, were seen assaulting and harassing protesters and journalists covering the event. Protester Yuang Arrow was one of them.
They have tortured many people here, even including me, just because of our claim of this right of ours, and they are still actually after us. These policemen, they are even under payment, they are even under faith, and they are still even trying to torture us, which is very bad.
Jonglei State Police Commissioner Major General Joseph Mayena Akon acknowledges that some protesters were assaulted by a few security officers. General Akon apologized and vowed to reorient police officers in order to respect peaceful protesters.
I condemn it. It is not good because, you know, we the police, we are the one to stop the violence, so not to create it. But I hate it that some teachers were beaten, but I'm very sorry for that. So those teachers are civilian, and they were not coming with the violence.
The protesters called on the governor, Dinay Jok Chagur, to resign, saying he has done little to protect the rights of civil servants, including teachers, and that corruption has flourished under his administration. They say teachers in villages live in fear because of widespread insecurity. Some protesters said teachers who were riding bikes to give lessons in Anyidi Payam were attacked and murdered in cold blood last month. A recent report by Transparency International ranked South Sudan as the second most corrupt nation in the world. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng in Bor, Jonglei State.